Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing the business buying decision. Five stages of the business buying decision process. The business buying decision process involves five distinct stages. At each stage, different decision makers may be involved depending on the cost and strategic importance of the purchase. To navigate the buying decision process successfully, you need to provide the right type of information and ensure that your sales representatives are contacting the right decision makers. You can also strengthen your position by offering customers advice and guidance at each stage, also known as consultative selling. So awareness for your product. The process begins when a company identifies a need for a purchase. It may want to replace an existing item, replenish stocks, or buy a new product that is just available on the market. You can also stimulate a need that the company may not be aware of by advising them of issues and challenges that other companies in their industry face. The buying team next works with the requesting department to firm up the requirement. Your sales team can provide advice and guidance at this stage by offering discussion papers or inviting decision makers to workshops or seminars on the topic. So as a salesperson, you need to be aware of your challenges in the market to being a salesperson. So that's why you need to be able to communicate with department heads of the firm and discuss options on how to develop better sales techniques for your product. When the buying team has agreed requirements, it prepares a detailed specification that sets out quantities, performance, and technical requirements for a product. Your sales team can support this stage by advising the team that is buying on best practice or collaborating with the buying team to develop the specification. Buying teams then use the specification to search for potential suppliers. They may search the internet to find products or companies that provide a match to their specification. So it is important that your website features keywords that match your customer's product or service needs. So, you know, we're looking for a specialized product. We're looking for a specific product. We need to be able to have our product out there that is being, featured on your website that your customers can easily search and that they can find your product and be able to click and easily find out all the information that they need. When the buying team has identified potential suppliers, it asks for detailed proposals from the suppliers. The team may issue a formal document known as a request for proposal, or it may outline requirements and invite potential suppliers to make a presentation or submit a quotation. If the product or service has a precise specification, the buying team may simply ask for price quotations. If the price is more complex, it may ask for proposals on how a supplier would meet the need. So if I'm a buyer of these products or these raw materials, I want a proposal or something in writing telling me how they're going to benefit me by using them as my supplier. So then we're going to evaluate the supplier's proposal against criteria such as price, performance, and value for the money, as well as evaluating the product. They assess the supplier on factors such as corporate reputation, financial stability, technical reputation, and reliability. You can influence decisions at this stage by providing company information, case studies, and independent reports that review your company and product. So after the proposal is made, we're going to sit down as a buying team, and we want to make sure that their reputation, they're financially stable, and they have a strong technical reputation, and they're reliable, right? So that we can do business with them long term, and they can be the one feeding us our inputs for our products. So before the buying team places an order with the chosen supplier, they negotiate price, discounts, finance arrangements, and payment terms, as well as confirming delivery dates and any other contractual matters. When the order is complete and delivered, the buying team may add a further stage by reviewing the performance of the product and the supplier. This stage may include imposition of penalty charges if the product fails to meet the agreed specification. So here they're going to negotiate the price, the discount terms, the financing arrangements, and the payment terms, right? So this is the nitty-gritty. Okay, how long are you going to supply us? When are you going to supply us? What are the prices? What are the terms, right? Then they're going to review it, and they're going to review the performance of the product and the supplier, right? So this stage may also include penalty charges if the product fails to meet the agreed specifications. So they want to make sure they're getting the right quality for the right price on the right terms.